Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Time for some more high school basketball talk here on Drive Time Sports. Coming up tonight, we have a huge game. Emory on the road taking on the Richfield Wildcats. We're going to bring you the live play-by-play call tonight. Live coverage will begin at 6:30 with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show, and the tip-off will get underway at 7 o'clock. Emory enters tonight's game at 3-3, Richfield at 2-4. Emory one game back of first place, Richfield two games back of first place, and there's six regular season games remaining on the slate. Joining us right now to talk about tonight's contest and also what went down on Friday as Emory picked up a win over San Juan, we have Coach Todd Jeffs right now. Coach, always fun to get you on the show. Again, thank you for the time.
It's always good to be here, Jordan.
Coach, it's a fun one tonight. We travel on the road to meet the Richfield Wildcats. This is a team that we know likes to make it somewhat of an ugly game. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we got to see this Richfield team, and it was a 47-33 win for Emory, but at the same time, Richfield made it sloppy at times in this contest. Now we got to travel on the road and go to their home court. It's a very intriguing matchup tonight.
It really is, you know, and they've got a really solid team. I know they're young, but defensively they're as sound as anybody we play all year. You know, they really get after you. They take away a lot of our dribble drive action that, you know, we kind of thrive on. And their kids is really getting that stance and stay between our guys in the basket, and it makes it difficult to run some of our sets and plays that we want to run, but we just got to find a way to get around them and set some of our guys up for some open 3-point looks. And you know, this has been, other than Carbon, I think Richfield over the years has been our biggest rival as far as, you know, some extra intensity that's added by the fans for whatever reason. It just seems like that's gone way back with us in Richfield, so it's always a good game to get after things.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because anytime I talk to an older person about Emory High School athletics, they always bring up that Richfield is the rival. I mean, that was the rival for them growing up and going through high school, not necessarily Carbon. And so, I think for a lot of the old timers, they look forward to this matchup, maybe even more so than the Carbon game.
Well, I think you're right, you know, and I think a lot of that had to do with for years, Carbon was a bigger school than us and not in our same classification. And we were paired with Richfield for years and years in the same region, and Richfield's had a really good program. You know, basketball's been a real big thing for them, and so it's always fun to play those guys.
And we take a look at what Richfield has actually accomplished so far this season. And again, I know that this is a team that wants to make it ugly. I mean, they want you to play their style of basketball, and they've actually had some success with that so far this year. They beat San Juan by 3. They beat South Sevier by 7 this past Friday. I think that was the big upset that kind of caught me off guard. But because of that, Richfield's in perfect shape now to possibly climb as high as 2 or 3 in this region. I mean, they're major players in this division now.
Oh, they really are, you know, and I think that Richfield South Sevier game is a lot like our Carbon game. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of pride on the line, and you kind of throw the records out the window, and whoever's going to play well that night is going to come out with something big. And I know I talked to some of the Richfield people, you know, after that game, and the gym was completely packed, and they were turning people away, and a real electric atmosphere in the gym, and kids feed on that, and it's fun to be in that kind of an atmosphere. And I don't expect it to be like that tonight, but you know, Richfield really brings a good squad on the floor, and defensively they just really get after you.
What are some of the things that stand out to you, Coach, now that you go back and you watch that first matchup? What are some of the things that you look at and say, okay, we got to improve in this aspect, or this is something that was kind of new that I didn't expect from Richfield? Anything like that?
Well, the biggest thing, I alluded to it earlier, was the fact that we have a real hard time getting past their guys. You know, you watch us play, and so much of our game is dependent on dribble penetration and then trying to draw that weak side defender away and then making that kick-out pass for a three. We, you know, a lot of what we do is trying to emphasize on that, and it's tough against Richfield to get that broke down. And then when you screen in order to try to do that, they really hedge screens well, and they'll trap you out of it and do some different things that way. And so, you know, we're kind of leaning more towards a continuous motion type offense tonight, something we haven't run a lot of, but I think, you know, hopefully we can get freed up a little bit and get into that paint, not only for layups and for shots at the basket, but more importantly for us, those kick-out threes, that, you know, we can thrive on that. And so that's kind of what our emphasis has been the last couple of days in practice. And then we've got to really improve our defense. I thought, you know, the one thing with Richfield, that's the one game this year that we've really locked somebody down and made it difficult to score. And, you know, we held them to 33 points. And if you do that, you got a chance to win every game, especially with our firepower.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, I mean, looking at the scoring output in games in which, you know, we've secured victories. I mean, 76 points against North St. Pete, 77 points against San Juan, 4-point loss to Grand where you scored 86 points. I don't think you're going to lose too many games scoring 86 points in a high school contest. And so, I mean, really with this team, and it's something you and I have talked about all year, Coach, is scoring the basketball. You guys are going to outscore teams.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, and we've got a chance to do that, but good grief, like you said, you score 86 points and lose. That's a little bit disheartening. We got to be better defensively, and you know, I think we've got the capability to be. I don't think we've got the bodies to just be a team that just goes and locks somebody down and just really, you know, doesn't let them score. We're not big enough or physical enough or rebound well enough to do that, but we've got to keep them in check a little bit. And I don't care who you're playing, you can't give up 90 points and expect to have a chance to win. We were lucky to even be in that game. And, you know, that game had a lot of fluky plays in it. I don't know if you remember the first half. I think we got called four times for fouling a three-point shooter that, you know, we haven't had four the whole year, and we get four in one half down there, and that gives them 12 points. And then they hit that buzzer beater at the end of the half that I didn't think was out of the kid's hands by quite a bit. I don't even think it was a close call. And so that's 15 points that we gave them on fluke plays the first half. So it's, you know, 90 points is a little bit deceiving, but at the same time, we got to find ways to slow somebody down, you know, not just let them have their way with us.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team. Coach, if we go back to Friday's win over San Juan, speaking of the defense, things kind of started to shift a little bit in this game. It was a comfortable 20-point advantage midway through the third quarter, and then San Juan started picking it up offensively. What was the cause for San Juan not only scoring 24 points in the fourth quarter, but chipping back and getting within one possession in a game which we were well in control of for the majority of the contest?
Well, you know, and I've talked to our guys about this. We're young and a little bit naive and a little bit just, you know, too smart for ourselves. I think that our guys, and it's worked against us as well as you know, for us, you know, they look up at the clock and see a 20-point game and think the game's over. And with high school teams now and that three-point shot, you know, a 20-point lead is not very a very big lead anymore, and especially as fast as we try to play. And so I think our guys look at it and say, well, it's over, and San Juan doesn't, and they make a big run. And I think it worked against us over at Manti as well. I think we had chances. You know, Manti wanted to let us back in that game a few times. They were turning it over and playing a little nonchalantly, and we wouldn't take advantage of it because our guys look up and say, well, we're down 20, it's over. And that's something that, you know, I think they'll gain with experience. You know, you think about our team, we have, you know, two sophomores and two juniors out on the floor for long stretches of the game. And, you know, some of that experience, the only way to get it is to play. And I think we're getting there, and I think we're making progress. But at the same time, we quite often fall back into a kind of a lackadaisical mode of play, and we've got to overcome that.
Coach, as we go into tonight's contest, it's the first play of the second go-around of region. And right now, you and I talked about this off of the air, 3-3, just a game out of first place. Very, very winnable region at this point in time. And unfortunately, you got to start the second go-around with a three-game road trip. But it's always difficult to win on the road, especially in this region where you got to go to Richfield, South Sevier, and North St. Pete. Such an important three-game stretch, maybe the most important three-game stretch of the entire season.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think, you know, we've got to go, you know, do what we can do. We got to slow people down on defense and shoot the ball well. And if we do that, we're gonna have a chance in every one of those games, including South Sevier. And South Sevier's proven to be beatable in our league. And it's just a crazy set of circumstances that have set this up. I think there's three games that separate first to third, a three-way tie for first, and we're just outside of that with that, in a two-way tie for fourth. So it's just kind of a funny situation. I really expect to finish this season and have multiple coin flips for, three-way ties, two-way ties for those seedings. And, that's all going to be pretty critical at the end of the year. And we just got to do whatever we can do to make sure that we're in that mix at the top and not at the bottom, because, the opponent, that first round opponent is huge that we will play in that first round at Wasatch High School.
For as long as you've been around, can you remember this much parity in a region?
No, I really can't. The funny thing is, and we've talked about it with our team, is that there is really, in this league, there's not a night off. Every year you seem like there's one team that's kind of the doormat that you can just show up and win and count on a couple of wins, and there's not that this year at all. I mean, every team is a quality team, and every team is bringing a fierceness and intensity, and our region has so many road gyms, away gyms that are very tough to play in, that road wins are going to be tough to come by this year. We were unfortunate to give up a home court advantage here with South Sevier, so we got to go down and try to take one back there and then try to win a couple on the road and take care of our last two at home here. And I think if we do that, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, definitely. I got to say, I was wrong. I thought at the beginning of the year, six classifications kind of waters it down, but this is fun. It's fun every night. It's fun to even scoreboard check every night.
Yeah, it really is, and you kind of keep an eye on those things and kind of try to weigh yourself against other things. And the funny thing about doing that with this bunch is, teams that we have blown out have blown out teams that have blown us out. There's no rhyme or reason to anything, and it's just really night to night and who's bringing their A game that night, and different matchups create different problems, but it's really entertaining to watch and follow.
Well, Coach, I always look forward to the time, look forward to the conversation, so thank you very much for joining us today. We'll see you tonight on the road in Richfield. You guys travel safe.
Sure enough, we'll look for you down there, Jordan, and thank you for all you do for sports in the Castle Valley.
No, definitely my pleasure, Coach. We'll see you tonight.
Sure enough.
Again, that's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Team as we get set for tonight's action. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk NBA basketball. Very interesting night last night. LeBron James crosses the 30,000-point plateau. San Antonio tops Cleveland. And the Lakers give Boston another loss. What's going on last night in the NBA? We're going to talk about that and more when we return here on Drive Time Sports.